This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A prominent Boston activist appeared in federal court today. She's facing charges that she used funds from her nonprofit to enrich herself and her family. Monica Cannon Grant was arrested at her home in Taunton this morning after a federal grand jury indicted her on allegations of fraud and conspiracy. Cannon Grant founded the organization called Violence in Boston 5 years ago and rose to prominence during Black Lives Matter protests she organized in 2020. WBUR's Deborah Becker is following this story. Deb, Monica Cannon Grant has raised a considerable amount of money for her organization, Violence in Boston. What's the organization's mission?
Yeah, considerable amount of money. Violence in Boston says that its mission is to improve the quality of life of individuals from underserved communities by reducing violence and addressing social injustices through advocacy. And this nonprofit, Cannon Grant's nonprofit, became very well known after the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis in 2020. Later that year in Boston, Monica Cannon Grant led a rally against police killings here that drew tens of thousands of people. She often spoke publicly, and she was really a very well-known activist in the city.
And what do federal authorities say that she did with the funds that she collected for the nonprofit?
The federal indictment alleges that Cannon Grant and her husband, Clark Grant, used the money that was donated to the nonprofit, some of the money donated to the nonprofit, to enrich themselves. This 38-page indictment released today charges them with inappropriately spending nonprofit funds on items such as housing, a vacation, meals, and buying a car for a family member. They're also accused of fraudulently collecting pandemic unemployment benefits at the same time, a total of about $100,000 for both of them.
So you mentioned Clark Grant, her husband, who faces charges including, as you said, allegations around pandemic unemployment fraud. He was charged, though, several months back. How does all of this tie together?
That's right. In October, he was charged with falsely collecting unemployment benefits and listing assets from their nonprofit on his mortgage application. This new indictment contains similar charges, but accusations are now against both Cannon Grant and her husband. The new indictment also contains several details about the use of the nonprofit's money. For example, it mentions a $6,000 grant from the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office. Now, that grant was supposed to be used to take a group of at-risk youth to a rally in Philadelphia. The indictment says there's no evidence that any of that money was spent in Philadelphia, but instead it says the couple used the money for a personal vacation and spent it at a nail salon, at a Walmart, and at restaurants. And Clark Grant is also charged in this new indictment, but he did not appear with Cannon Grant in federal court today.
So when she appeared in court, did she have any response to the allegations?
She did not. This was an initial appearance. She was released with some conditions, including that she not be involved with the finances of Violence in Boston. She was whisked out of the courthouse today with her lawyer. She did not comment to the swarm of reporters who were waiting there. Her attorney did release a statement saying in part that the government has rushed to judgment and that Cannon Grant is still in the process of producing records from her nonprofit to federal investigators. And he also says that he is confident that Cannon Grant will be vindicated.
Cannon Grant has a lot of supporters. She also has a lot of critics, among them fellow social activists. What are you hearing from the community?
Well, Cannon Grant was very outspoken, and she did attract some critics, even among those in the activist community. And among those critics is Jamal Crawford. He and Cannon Grant had several hostile social media exchanges. And today he said the indictment, it really is tragic for activists throughout the city, as well as Cannon Grant. Let's listen.
Because she was the popular figure, she sucked a lot of the funds out where that money could have been donated to people who really did the work and also are trustworthy stewards of the donations that they're given. But at the end of the day, this is a tragedy. You know, this is a tragedy. This is a family.
And Crawford says he believes that activists now will have to work to regain trust because of this indictment.
So what comes next in the legal process?
So Cannon Grant and her husband are expected to be in court next week to be arraigned on the charges in this new indictment. Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Rachel Rollins is recused from this case. As per Justice Department policy, she was the Suffolk County DA when that $6,000 grant was awarded to Cannon Grant's nonprofit.
WBR's Deborah Becker. Thank you.
You're welcome.